An investigation has found that 7 former faculty members at the Hotchkiss School in Lakeville sexually abused students over a 23-year period. The school hired a law firm to conduct the investigation and write a report, which it released earlier this month. Now, one of the victims is speaking out. Frankie Graziano brings us this report, and we should note his story contains descriptions of sexual abuse that may be disturbing to some listeners.
Hillary Mullins was 14, sitting on a couch in her teacher's house.
And it's cool, he's got a wood fire going and all this. And he made physicality seem nice. He'd give you a hug, it feels so good. And he puts his arms around me and he starts to work his way into me. And I said to him at the time, I wouldn't have never let anyone else do that.
Mullins had been sexually abused before as a kid, she says, but she didn't realize that it was happening again. She looks back on it now differently, characterizing her one-time teacher as a heat-seeking missile.
I was an easy mark, and I think he completely knew.
The teacher was Leif Thorn Thompson. He was 20 years older than she was. He's named in the investigative report by Hotchkiss. The investigators corroborated the accounts of 7 students who accused Thorn Thompson of sexual misconduct. You won't find Hillary Mullins' name listed in that independent investigation. Instead, she says she's the person identified only as student 4. The report says that a second teacher had sex with her when she was 17.
I was his student. He didn't just like seek me out. I was his student, and he was an amazing teacher for me.
His name was Christopher Carlisle. It seemed like romance at the time to her.
He basically taught me how to be a writer. This is the same guy who I ended up having this abusive relationship with, but I loved him.
But she realizes now it wasn't right. Neither Carlisle nor Thorn Thompson were prosecuted for their actions. Carlisle committed suicide in 1982. Thorn Thompson, Mullins' original abuser, is still alive at 76. Through a lawyer, he declined to be interviewed for the school's investigative report. Our attempts to reach him for comment on the report were unsuccessful. As she sits on the couch in her Vermont home, Mullins is still finding ways to cope with the abuse, which she says has damaged both her long-term physical and mental health. She was told recently about a device that could sharpen her focus.
This is something called the Integrated Listening Systems. I got it from a local psychiatrist. This has an effect on the central nervous system through the vagus nerve.
Listening to the device is a way to treat attention deficit disorder, which Mullins traces to the abuse. She also links it to early menopause, which she says she went into 19 years ago when she was 37.
I feel like the abuse messed up my brain. It's had impacts in my body. It's had significant impacts in my relationships.
After graduating from Wesleyan University, Mullins couldn't hold down a full-time job. She struggled to make a living since. She says she did get some money 20 years ago in a settlement after she sued Hotchkiss. Mullins had written letters to the school to detail the abuse, and even participated in an investigation of Thorn Thompson. But she wasn't satisfied with the school's response.
I decided to come forward and make a claim. I think at that time they would have just laughed at me. I think they would have said, oh, there. I don't know what they would have said, but I'm sure I wouldn't have gotten help. So your only recourse was to have a suit. So I did that.
Across from Mullins' couch is a chalkboard. Scrawled on it in pink writing is a phrase that has echoed in her mind since she watched the movie Spotlight about the Boston Globe's coverage of sexual abuse in the Catholic Church. The phrase is, they knew and they let it happen. She says Hotchkiss did the same thing. The school was aware of allegations of abuse by Thorn Thompson in the 1970s. He was briefly placed on leave in 1979, but then headmaster William Olson welcomed him back 7 months later with a letter. In it, Olson said that Thorn Thompson's problems stemmed from the school going co-ed, and he wrote, quote, all the investigations I have pursued since last summer convince me that you have not been guilty of morally improper actions or advances with any Hotchkiss students.
If they had gotten rid of him when he first messed with that first student, my life wouldn't be like it is today. It would be different, really different. They let it happen, and they shouldn't have.
Thorn Thompson continued to teach at Hotchkiss until 1992. Headmaster William Olson died in 1997. Mullins says she's haunted by the fact that she never got to speak to Olson. To ask why, after getting those complaints, he never fired the teacher who abused her. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.